February 1, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. What do the stones mean? Opening prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart, test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Read Joshua 4 verses 1-9. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over with them to their camp, where they put them down. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And they are there to this day. Reflect. Take a moment to think of any highlights on your spiritual journey. Review some of your memorable experiences, and give thanks to God for positive memories of people, places, and events. Crossing the Jordan must have been a memorable experience for all involved, and a vivid lesson in the power of God. If God could stop the Jordan in full flow, then He could certainly give them the land. Yet how easily we forget such lessons with the passing of time. Joshua is told to choose 12 men, one for each tribe, and tell each man to take a sizable stone from the middle of the Jordan, carry it over to the other side and set it down with the others where they have camped. Verses 2 and 3. This pile of stones is to be a memorial, reminding them how God turned back the waters so they could cross over. Verses 6 and 7. It will speak of His power and faithfulness. The message of the stones need not be lost, for in the future, children will ask about their meaning. The stones will become a great object lesson for future generations about the greatness of God. They will help parents teach their children and grandchildren what it means to believe in God. This transmission of faith, based on personal testimony, is a natural way to teach others about God. Apply. What stories can you share about the love and power of God? How can you pass on your faith to other generations? Closing prayer. Father, I am grateful for the ways you have shown your great love and power at work in my life. Give me vision and help me share my faith walk, both in word and deed. Use me to tell about your love and power to save and draw the next generations to you.